Part two of the horrid talk of Malthus. Dropped in the well scene.
Linda, what are you doing?
This doll. It's hurting Janice and it killed Mr. Mullins. I'm getting rid of it.
Linda, let's go back. Linda?
It wasn't our Annabelle scene.
And it was using our Annabelle to manipulate us into giving him a soul that couldn't have it. It tried to take mine, but Samuel reached out to the church. They saved my soul, but the evil was still attached to that doll. So we locked it away, where it could be surrounded by the word of God.
Scarecrow terror scene. Actually controlled by Malthus to literally scare the shit out of them.
Thank you.
Demonic dumbwaiter scene. No, the ending, of course. Go away. But the full ending, obviously. It's like from my main podcast, but seriously different because it's a horror talk podcast.
Charlotte? that's most about Sweet Sue.
Oh, there you go.
She looks just like you.
Forgive me.
I'm afraid not. Still no sign of the girl. But at her age, how far could she have gone? Don't worry. We'll find her.
house is blessed. Whatever evil was here is no longer.
But the doll.
It was a conduit for the evil. That evil has moved on. Now the doll is just a doll. So, which one of you gets this?
It's still a pretty ludicrous doll.
How are you holding up?
Are you okay?
You know, that wasn't Janice back there. That was something else. Shall we? She mostly keeps to herself and can't be a bit quiet, but she's a lovely girl. She's just been through a lot. I think you will love her. Hello. There's someone here to see you, sweetie. I want to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Higgins.
And you must be...
Annabelle.
Annabelle. What a lovely name.
We brought you a present.
I hope you like dolls.
John?
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you.
Now, Annabelle, of course, 2014, of course, originally the doll was a gift that John Form gave to his then pregnant wife, Mia Form. Later, after Mia received the doll, Annabelle Higgins and her boyfriend, members of a satanic cult and called the Disciples of the Ram. Guys, also, Annabelle was actually Janice, and then Janice she grew up and then went and she joined a satanic cult, of course, and she actually killed her adopted parents. Break into the Forms house, invade it, turning the doll back into a conduit Eve for evil when Annabelle commits suicide in order to vacate Genesis' body. So Genesis is dead, actually. Since then, the Forms have been terrorized by the demon Mathis possessing the doll, posing as the ghost of Higgins. Eventually, Mathis threatened to take the soul of Mia's daughter, Leah, unless Mia gave her a soul. At first, Mia was going to sacrifice herself to save Leah, but her friend Evelyn took Mia's place and saved Leah via suicide by jumping off the ledge of an apartment window. It disappeared from near Evelyn. Later, it was seen at the store being bought by Debbie's mom. In between films, the Warrens were called in to investigate a case involving the Annabelle doll. The subjects were two girls and a young man who had brought her. They explained that Annabelle had tricked them into thinking the doll was possessed by the spirit of a young girl, and that after they allowed Annabelle to move in, the doll had begun terrorizing them. The Warrens explained that Annabelle was truly possessed by a demonic entity and revealed that it had intended to possess one of its owners. Ed and Lorraine take custody of the doll, but on their way home, the doll begins to affect the car, causing it to break down. As the Warrens are attempting to fix the problem, Lorraine notes that the doll is attracting spirits from a nearby graveyard and even tries to kill Ed by taking control of a passing truck and swearing it to hit him. The two escape and bring the doll back to their house to bless it and steal it away. But the normal blessing does not contain the evil in the doll. Ed fashions a case out of the glass from a decommissioned church, and the evil is contained. Now, of course, Annabelle 2014, that's like not surprising. Yep, Janice sees the Annabelle doll for the first time in 12 years, and now the doll is again evil.
I like your dolls.
That's Jenna's.
My husband's coming back.
Thank you. It's really crazy how I just put my tongue. God damn it, sorry about that. I put my tongue. It's really crazy that Janice, at the beginning of Animal Creation, she was just an innocent girl who didn't know about anything about the doll or the demon. And then after Malthus had control of the doll, you know, and also B, because his spirit was still in the doll, of course, he just mostly terrorized Janice. And then he took over Janice, and Janice just went, well, under the possession of Malthus, now terrorized Sister Charlotte, Linda, and the other girls. And then, you know, she escaped, and, you know, her adopted parents thought she was just another innocent girl who adapted her name into Annabelle after the doll itself. And then she didn't see the doll for 12 years, and now she formed a satanic cult, probably of the demon itself. I believe so. I'm not entirely sure, because I don't believe in demons, because demons are bullshit, honestly. No offense, obviously. I just believe in ghosts. But it's really, really crazy. And the fact that Janice committed suicide just to make it clearly shows that Malthus was still in there, and now he is back controlling the doll, and then he is back controlling the doll, and the doll is still evil. So I'm gonna skip some scenes, say devil on your back scene. So like, it focuses on Malthus. I'm not like the entire movie, honestly. So I'm gonna do part three, 1 second.